Good morning.
Hi.
It feels like it's been forever. Like, I really feel like it's been a long week, I guess. Scooting you over. Shocking, of course. And then I'm going to pause and cough really quick.
Okay.
Hi. I did a little bit of gardening this morning. I don't usually. Well, I do sometimes, but in the morning before I record, but I did today. I was feeling crazy. Anyway, good morning. Good afternoon, honestly. It's 1. It feels really late in the day. I feel like it took me forever to get here. But here we are, bitch. And I was like, I don't know why this is stressing me out. Like, as long as I post on a Wednesday, I feel like it's good. Because I feel like I like to surprise you with the time. Like, you know? I don't know. I usually do like to do it first thing whenever I wake up in the morning, but this morning I didn't wake up. Well, I didn't get up till 11:30 because I woke up a few times, but I kept going back to sleep. So yeah, I slept in today, which I like and I don't like. Like, I love to sleep in because it feels so good, but then it's like, fuck, I'm up at 11. Like, my day's already almost gone, you know? But anyway. Yeah, today I think I needed it, so, and I was just gonna rot today. Literally, like, my whole plan for the day is, like, I'm just gonna rot in bed. Like, I just don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna rot, but now I've changed my mind, I think. Maybe. But, anyway, so, yeah, I woke up at 11:30, and then I got up, and, oh, I was trying to figure out, I wanna paint today, because I have my little earring holder that I made and I need to paint it. It's broken and it's cracked and it kind of looks like shit, but I feel like it's good for now. I don't know, but we'll see. Anyway, so yeah, I woke up and I was like figuring my life out for a minute, and then I was talking to my mom a lot, and then I really wanted cinnamon rolls, so then I went to the dollar store, got cinnamon rolls, came home. I did buy something. I have been, my, like, birthday New Year's resolution was to not, I keep saying give up, but I don't think I really mean give up. I'm saying give up my overconsumption. So, I guess, yeah, I guess that is what I mean, because I still am obviously going to consume a lot of shit, but I don't need to overconsume in the ways that I do. And I feel good about this, and also, like, I'm not shaming myself into doing this. Like, So the other day I was hanging out with some of my friends and their friends, and I was just talking about this. I was like, yeah, like, I'm trying to give up my overconsumption and I'm just trying to stop buying shit. And someone in the group was like, good, good, and was like shaming me in a way that was like, good, you need to give this up, like, attitude. And it hurt my feelings, and I'm just like, bro, what? Like, that's not how you, like, grow. Like, I can't. And you know what? I think this is, like, a little bit, like, of a good idea. Or, like, good for me to see this. Because I feel like now that I'm, like, I don't know what their intention was. I don't really know. Like, I think they were just, like, in support of this. Like, they know that I overconsume, I guess. I don't really know. But I feel like it's good for me to be, like, okay, so, yeah, shaming me into doing this, like, doesn't feel good. Like, that doesn't make me want to do it. It makes me want to be like, no, fuck you. Like, I'm not, yeah, gonna shame myself for this. I want to be, like, stepping into this, like, I don't know, I'm just excited. I just want to try it out. It's just something that I feel like I want, just because I buy, like, honestly, I want to apologize in advance for this, and I'm kind of laughing because I am a little bit embarrassed, but I buy from Shein. I do. I do think that it's bad, and, like, you know, I understand the feelings of it, and I have those feelings too, but this is something that, like, I need to be free from. Like, I don't know. Like, I definitely think that I do have, like, a shopping addiction. And I feel like Shein in the past, like, probably, because it's been, I've been buying from Shein for years. Like, I started buying from them in high school. And at first, like, I was just buying some swimsuits and stuff. And then I was like, I'm just going to try their clothes. And then I like them. And so anytime I'm ever, like, I'll change out my wardrobe, like every single season. That's usually what I've like been doing the past couple of years, is it's like when it's about to be summer, I'm buying like probably 12 swimsuits and like a ton of clothes. Like I'm probably spending like $200 to $300 on Shein, if I'm being honest, every season. So yeah, I don't want to be doing that. I do think that Shein is bad, fast shopping is bad, and I would like to be less of a consumer of that, and just shopping, like, capitalism, like, for other reasons, too, like, yeah. So, and obviously, you know, in this process, see, here's the thing, though, is I want to be also giving myself grace, because it's, like, this has been an addiction, I guess. I mean, I don't know, I just am starting to take a shopping addiction. I'm, like, someone was talking about it, and this girl, she was, like, if you actually think this is a problem, like, go 30 days without buying anything. And if you can't do it, like, it's an addiction. Like, this is a problem. And I was kind of like, I never really thought of shopping addiction. Like, I'm like, I feel like people joke about that. They're like, oh, yeah, I have a shopping addiction. Like, that's something I literally say. But then, like, I was just like, wait, am I actually, like, addicted to shopping? And, like, yeah, I do think so. Because I buy shit left and right. Like, Shein and Amazon, I'm a huge Shein and Amazon consumer. Like, I'm buying random fucking shit 24/7. So, I don't know. I just started thinking about, like, all of this, like, yeah, around that time of that podcast, and that was probably, like, a month or two ago, maybe. And at first, I was just, like, kind of thought of it, but didn't, like, really think about it. But then, like, probably, yeah, probably the last month, anytime I'm buying something on Amazon and, like, looking at that shit, or, like, I guess 2 months, because the last month, I've kind of, like, really slowed down a lot. Like, I was probably definitely buying, like, a few things every week off Amazon, and then, yeah, Shein every season, or, like, if I have, like, a festival coming up. Because then I need so many outfits for that. Like, I need a new outfit for every single day. Like, I've never been an outfit repeater. I'm like, I don't even want to wear the same shirt twice, hardly. Like, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Capitalism. This is something that I feel like is, like, people were conditioned to just, you know, need this, need this, need this, need this. And so, yeah. Clothes have me by the chokehold a little bit. But I'm trying to get away from that because, well, I really want to go backpacking, and obviously I can't bring too many things with me to do that. I would have to be an outfit repeater. And also, like, my outfit should be, like, such a little portion of, like, your perception of me, you know? Like, I feel like I like having cute clothes, and I love getting complimented whenever I have cute clothes. Like, I feel so cute. I look so cute. People are noticing that I'm having these new clothes, too. Like, I love that, and, yeah, I don't know, I'm like, maybe it brings some community. I think it does bring some sort of connection, and I do like that, but it's a surface-level connection. It's such an objective thing. You know what? This is the deepest conversation I've had about this, but I do feel like that ties in. But, anyway, yeah, so I feel like the last month I've just kind of slowed down on buying shit, but I did buy something a couple days ago. Or wait, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday when I was at work. I had got on Amazon because, okay, last week, Brianna was talking to me about this rack. She's like, there's a rack under the counter. Like, is that yours? Like, a kayak rack. And I'm like, what? And she's like, there's a kayak rack under the counter. Like, is that yours? Is that yours? And I was like, oh, like, I think this might be my birthday present from my mom. Like, I've had that in my Amazon cart for a long time, and, like, I didn't buy it. So, so Brianna ruined my birthday present. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, and so then I had clicked on the Amazon, and I saw that my mom had got me a couple things, but then I, like, just wanted to look for something on Amazon. I wanted to look for a gold necklace because I've wanted a gold necklace for the past couple of years, like, just super, like, a dainty little chain, but I don't want to pay too much for it because I'm probably going to lose it or break it or some shit, but I want it to be waterproof. Like, I need it, I need to be able to swim in it. And so, yeah, I've looked a few times over the years, but I just haven't found anything that I really like. But then I saw this thing on, like, I don't know where I saw, like, TikTok or something, and this girl had a necklace, and I was like, I need to find that. So, like, I really want one of those. And so I did give in, and I bought a necklace yesterday. But it was only $13, and it's the first thing that I bought, like, kind of in a second, because the last time I bought something was me and Cheyenne went thrift shopping before we went to Austin, and I have bought, like, probably four things, but from thrift stores, or, like, is Marshall's, I don't consider Marshall's and Ross thrift stores, I feel like they're, like, I don't know, a different category, but still better, maybe, I don't really know. Anyway, yeah, so, and my birthday, that was, like, 2 weeks ago. That was over 2 weeks ago. That was almost 3 weeks ago. Wow. 23 for 3 weeks. But, and I know, like, some people probably are like, that's not that crazy. But for me, that is, like I said, I'm used to buying something, like, every other day. And for my trip, I didn't buy new everything. Like, I only bought, like, probably four things. Yeah, from Marshall's. And, like, Goodwill, I think I got something. But, yeah, a lot of my stuff, I rewore a bunch of outfits, or, like, pieces, and I feel like that felt okay. Like, it was kind of scary, and I was kind of like, oh, like, I don't know, like, I haven't, like, I don't know about this, but it was fine. I don't care about being an outfit repeater, or at least, like, a piece, like, I don't know, like, I'll rewear a shirt, or, like, shorts or something. But, yeah, because I'm like, I have cute clothes. Like, I have a lot of fucking options. I have cute shit. I have good taste. So, it doesn't, like, why would I not want to rewear that? I'd be like, got it? Ooh, got it again. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to convince myself to do that. But, yeah, damn. So, unfortunately, yes, I'm a machine shopper. Wow, I feel like I'm, like, yeah, that's bad. I know that it's bad. At this point, if I had just been introduced to Shein yesterday, I would say, hell no. Amazon, hell no. But since I've just been shopping on them for so many years, like, at such a, like, great rate, like, I've been doing it fuck ton, it is gonna take a minute to just stop. So, because it's, like, I still, like, get something out of it. Like, there is still part of me that likes it. It's, like, my guilty pleasure or something. But, anyway. Yeah, and just buying clothes and shit in general. Like, just, you know, not even just Shein and Amazon. Like, even just, like, capitalism. Like, I need to fucking chill. So, yeah, but I'm not gonna, and again, I'm not gonna shame myself for buying this necklace that I got yesterday. I'm, like, you know what? Like, it's not gonna be fucking perfect. I'm gonna fuck it up, and I'm gonna fuck it up a billion more times before I can actually be like, okay, I'm good. So, and it's cute. I do really like the necklace. I feel like, and it's something that I've wanted for, like, years. See, this is the thing, too, is, like, I can easily convince myself, like, that it's okay, like, that it's worth it. That's hard, too, because, yeah, I'm like, you know what, but I've wanted this necklace for years. Like, it wasn't even that expensive. It's something that I can wear all the time. Like, I can wear it in the water. Like, it's good. And it's like, maybe I'm convincing you with this too, but I do this with every single thing I buy. So, yeah. Anyway, all that to say, I think it's good to see that you can't shame yourself into doing anything, because I'm like, feeling guilty, like, I don't know, because then now I'm also kind of thinking about my physical health. I'm like, I can't hate myself into loving myself. And I feel like people have said that, like, that's kind of a cliche, but I just feel like, you know what, that's true. Like, and I feel like the other day, and I'm not even trying to hate on this person, like, I don't know what their intention was, I don't really know, like, I don't know, I don't really know this person, but they were like, good, good, and we're like, I don't know, like, I don't know, I don't know, I'm like, maybe that is weird, because I feel like if someone, like, is telling me, like, oh, like, I'm giving up drinking, or, like, I'm giving up, like, this or this for a while, like, I feel like it's, like, Yeah, like, oh, okay, like, that's exciting. Fuck it up. Like, I want to encourage you, not be like, good. Like, you know? I don't know. I'm probably overthinking this. Like, maybe that's not even, like, what they meant at all, but that is how I'm viewing it, and I feel like it's healthy for me to be that way, because, yeah, I can think, yeah, I can't hate my body into loving my body. Like, I need to encourage her and be like, be nice to her, you know? Anyway, okay, now let's see. So yeah, that was this morning. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think. Last Wednesday, what even freaking happened last Wednesday? Okay, so last Thursday, we went to the lake, and it was kind of, like, rainy, but we were like, fuck it, we're still gonna go, whatever. But we ended up getting there, and yeah, it was rainy. So we walked around. We found out where we want to camp out. It was me, Brody, and Brianna. We found out where we want to camp out when we go camping. We're gonna plan a camping trip to the lakes and bring the dogs and stuff, so I'm excited for that. And then, yeah, Friday, we had a craft night. Jalen wanted to set up a little crafty craft. And because we found this TikTok, and it's like these people were decorating these slippers. And yeah, we were like, we should do that. Like, they were just getting little iron-on patches and doing that. So I was like, okay, cool. But then it turned into, like, a whole thing. Like, I at first thought it was me and Jalen. So I was like, okay, cute. We're going to have matching slipper stuff. But then, like, Cheyenne came, and then, like, another friend came. So, yeah, we all ended up doing that. And then, yeah, Jalen was texting me, and she's like, she was going to go to Hobby Lobby. She's like, look at patches you want, because I'm going to go buy them, like, when I get off work. And so I didn't do that. And then I was just, like, thinking, and I was like, I don't need slippers. Like, I've been working with the air dry clay, and like, I need to work on that, so I can just bring that craft over and do that. Boom, an example of me giving up my overconsumption. Okay, yes ma'am. Okay, because yeah, I was like, I don't need to be doing a craft. Like, I don't need to make these slippers. I have slippers. I don't wear my slippers. So, and they're white and, like, fuzzy, like Sherpa. So, I'm like, they're gonna, like, you can't just throw them in the washer. They're gonna get gross after that. And white, like, I just have all my animals, and our backyard is dirt. So, white just doesn't really work. So, yeah, I was like, I don't really need slippers. So, I told them, I was like, I'll just, like, I wanted heat transfer rhinestones, because I could either rhinestone my Flowstar or, like, rhinestone something. But yeah, I was like, whatever, like, I don't need to do that. I can just work on my clay. So I did. It doesn't look that great. I did break a piece off, and then also, like, whenever I connected them, like, there's cracks in some places. So this one is just a trial, but I think it'll be good. I don't really know, because I'm like, I don't want to just throw it away. Like, it's not unusable, but it's just not, like, perfect. So we'll see. I might keep it. I don't know. We'll see. And then, so yeah, that was Friday night. And then me and, oh my god, it was fucking weird as hell, because Jalen's new roommates live there, and Cheyenne doesn't live there anymore. And so, like, it was weird as fuck. Me and Cheyenne slept in Cheyenne's old room, and it's, like, the guest bedroom now. Like, it was weird as fuck. And yeah, oh my god, yeah, that was the weirdest thing ever. And then we, like, moved a bunch of shit. We got a little dranky. Yeah, I was a little drunk. And then that was Friday night. And then Saturday I went to work. Ugh. And then Saturday, when I got off of work, I went to Cheyenne's, and I didn't know if we were gonna get into this, but we'll get into it a little bit. So, my biological dad texted me, saying that he was having, like, just a like update on his health, I guess, which I think in the past, you know, it's not great. It's really not great. So, yeah, I was just kind of like kind of worried about that. And so then Saturday, whenever I was driving, like my work is like a little over an hour away from Cheyenne's house. So I like had a car ride, so I was like, I'm just gonna call him, like, instead of like texting about this, like, I'll just call for a minute and like just see like what's going on. And so I called him and like we talked about the health thing, whatever, like it's better than I thought, honestly, I guess. So I guess it was kind of a win, a little bit. But anyway, like, we're just talking, and like the whole time, like, he's just talking and like just like going on and on and like telling me like all kinds of stuff. And I don't know, like, I, because my relationship with my real dad is like, I don't know, I've talked about it a little bit on here, but now I feel like I don't know if I should be sharing every little thing. But at the same time, like, this is what I do with like my actual family, and like, it's not a privacy concern. Like, I don't know if there's a privacy concern, like, I don't know. Whatever, I'll just, well, but it's my perspective. Okay, I'm just, whatever. I feel like my relationship with my dad is like, we, like, he just hasn't ever really cared about me. Like, I just feel like that's how I felt in it. And it's like every time we go out, like, my brother had stopped talking to him like years before I did. And so anytime after that, my dad would be like, oh, I miss you, I miss you. And so I would be like, okay, cool, like, I miss you too, let's like hang out. And he would be like, yeah, let's go out to eat. And then we would go out to eat, and we'd be sitting there for like 5 minutes, and he would like ask how I am, where I'm working, and then he would be like, oh, cool. And then he would be like, how's Brody? How's Brody? What's Brody doing? What's this? How's this? How's this? How's this? Brody, 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 Brody. And like, that was like, hurt my feelings so bad, because I'm like, why don't you care about me? Like, I'm the one that's sitting in front of you, like, and you're just sitting here asking me about my brother who's not here, who doesn't talk to you. Like, it would piss me, it would literally make me feel so horrible. And like, nothing, like, I don't know, it never made me like mad at Brody or like weird towards Brody. Like, it was never like anything like that. I was just like, it just made me like desperate for my dad's love. Like, I was just like, why not me? Like, I'm, and it's like, I feel like a lot of things, like things that like people love about my dad are like things people kind of also love about me, like on a surface level. And it's like, he loves to go out and like dance and drink and have fun, and I like to go out and dance and drink and have fun. And like, he always wants to be around his friends, I always want to be around my friends. Like, he likes to travel, I really like to travel. And like, he, like, I don't know, like, it's just like, he really likes music and I really like music. And like, I don't know, I just feel, and like, he loves concerts and I love concerts, and like, just shit like that. Like, I just feel like we like have like common ground. Like, I feel like there is potential for a relationship, I guess. And then I feel like him and my brother, like, I feel like they're so different in so many ways. So I don't know, at this point, this isn't really something that I've thought about in a long time, but like, I feel like little me was just like, I feel like, yeah, why don't you like me? Like, I love to go out, like, Brody doesn't talk to you. Like, I don't know. But anyway, like, I just, yeah, I don't know, I felt like fucking shit. And then I just felt, yeah, like, my dad didn't fucking want me at all. And because like, his presence in our life was like pretty low to non-existent. And then when we would, yeah, it would be like the whole like, I miss you, I miss you. And it's like, I actually miss him too. So I'm actually being like, I miss you too, and I love you too. And he's always like, why don't you ever call me? Like, why don't you ever want to come see me? You never call me, you never call me. And is like crying and like fully like guilt tripping me. And like, I was a child. Like, I was literally like, I couldn't drive, and you, my parent, are like asking me why I don't come see you. And guess what, bitch, a phone works both ways. The phone works both ways. You can fucking call me, you can text me. And like, it was just like this huge like I don't know. I feel like my, like, biggest, like, ways I was impacted is, like, I didn't feel like he wanted me. I felt like he didn't care about me. And I felt, like, mad because I'm, like, I felt guilty as fuck. Like, I felt he made me feel so guilty for, like, not wanting to come see him and not wanting to do all this. And, like, yeah, I don't know. So, it's, like, that really fucked me up. Like, I feel like I have, like, a ton of abandonment issues. Like, a ton of, like, rejection issues or, like, feeling like a failure. Like, I don't know if the feeling like a failure comes from him. I think it does because it felt like, why don't you want me? Like, I'm doing all these things. And, like, it felt like, you know, like, I was really fucking good at cheer. Like, I felt like, why don't you even care about that? Like, you don't even give a fuck about that. So, yeah. But, and then, yeah, the past few years, like, he's gotten ill. He's gotten sick. And we, like, I had stopped. So, let's see. Probably after I graduated high school, I finally was like, okay, like, I'm kind of done talking to you. Yeah, like, since then, I think I've seen him once since high school, and that's when his health started getting, like, really, really bad, so they, like, asked me to dinner, and were, like, telling me, like, these things were, like, wrong with him, yeah, that was really sad. I was really freaking out, like, because it was, like, super serious. So, like, I feel like after that, I was really, like, I just don't want to have any regrets. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, because I feel like, you know, if he's gonna die, like, you know, I mean, when anyone dies, it's, like, you know, I don't want to regret anything, especially, like, if we're on, like, a no contact kind of basis. Like, I just didn't know how I felt about that. And so, yeah, that was really crazy. And then I just kind of was, like, trying to deal with that on my own. I didn't really know what to do. I was freaking the fuck out. I had actually reached out to my old therapist. I found her on Facebook and messaged her. And I was like, girl, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. You're the only one who, like, knows this deeply, like, about, like, mine and my dad's relationship. Like, I don't know what to do. Because whenever I stopped going to therapy, let's see, that was like after high school, but I'm not exactly sure when. I think it was like pretty soon after high school I started therapy. But anyway, like, my therapist was, because it was just like at the local college, like, it was like grad students practicing pretty much. So it was super cheap, so I went there. But whenever she left, we, like, painted these rocks and stuff, and it was, like, one thing, like, one rock is, like, decorated, like, she decorated me a rock and, like, painted it and was, like, thinking, like, put, like, a word on there. I'm, like, crying right now. I'm, like, I miss my therapist. She, like, made this rock, and it's, like, this super pretty, like, sunshine, and it's just, like, authenticity and, like, I don't know. It was cute. I loved her. Aw, R.I.P. Her name was Lauren, too. I've had, like, a lot of Laurens in my life, but she was a good one. I like her. And then, like, I made rocks. I don't remember. Like, I think one of them was, like, to myself. One of them was to her. And then one of them was, like, something that I want to close the door on, pretty much. Like, I don't know how to describe this. Like, I don't know how she would describe this. But I feel like, for me, it was, like, something that, like, I'm not, like, I'm gonna leave here, that I feel like I've talked about, and that I've, like, been able to, like, you don't even have to be 100% healed from, but just, like, this is gonna be, like, I'm gonna be okay with where this is at for now, and, like, work on these other things, kind of, like, I guess. And on that rock, I had put my dad, and she's, like, you're gonna take this rock, and you're gonna go, like, leave it somewhere, and, like, you're just gonna let this be something that you let go of for now. Like, just let go of, like, the guilty and the negative feelings that it's bringing you for now. And I had wrote my dad on that one, and then I threw it out the window. Like, I was done with that. So then whenever I found out that he was sick, I was like, well, what the fuck is this? What do I do now? Like, I thought I was just going to be done with this and it was just going to be fine and I wasn't going to have to worry about it for years. And now that, like, you know, I don't know how much longer I have now. Like, now the time is maybe, like, less. Then, like, what do I do? Because I don't want to have any regrets. Like, I don't hate him. So I don't want to just not talk to him ever again in my life. I just was, like, putting it on pause because, like, I have bigger priorities right now. So, yeah, I was super conflicted. But she never answered me. I think that's, like, I don't think they're allowed to do that. You know, like, you can't have a personal relationship with a patient. So, yeah, I don't really fucking know. But that was really crazy. I hope I see her again in my life. Maybe I'll start going to therapy with her now. I liked her. She was really cool. And I feel like she was, like, good. Like, I liked her. And and I feel like I didn't want to continue therapy with another therapist just because, like, it wouldn't be the same. Like, we've built this relationship, like, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like at this point I want to go to therapy so bad, but it's so scary. Like, I don't know. It's just scary, like, thinking that they're gonna leave me or something. And, like, I mean, whenever I started going to her, I knew she was gonna leave, but I was just, like, I don't know. It was weird. But, yeah. So, after that, like, I was pretty much fine until the dad thing. And then I was like, bitch, you have to, like, I have to text her because she's the only one who could, like, tell me what to do right now. Like, I don't know what to do. But, yeah, obviously, no response ever. Damn. R.I.P. But, anyway, all that. So, I call my dad on Saturday on my way to Cheyenne's house. And, yeah, we talk about his health stuff, and then he shares, like, some other things with me. And it just sucks because, like, I, like, my personal experience of him and, like, also, like, I have other, like, family-ish members that have had experiences with him that I feel like he was kind of, like, bringing up similar situations but was, like, telling the stories differently. And it was just hard because I was like, I don't really know if I can believe you because, like, I feel like I don't know what the truth is. Like, I feel like you would lie to me. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know how to say this without saying it, but I definitely do not want to say this. Like, it's just fucked up. But, like, I just, yeah, he's just telling me these things, and I'm just like, I don't even know, like, if I believe you. Like, I don't know if I really feel like, I don't trust him. Like, that sucks. Like, I guess I never knew that. Like, I never really needed to, like, not test our trust, but I just feel like this was a test of our trust, and I was just like, I, like, don't believe you. Like, I don't believe a word coming out of your mouth a little bit. Like, I don't know. So, that sucked, and then, yeah, the whole time, like, he's just talking about himself, and he's talking, and then he's like, I really want to start a podcast. Like, I just bought all this podcasting equipment. I want to have a podcast so bad, and, like, that, like, just fucking broke my heart because it's like he's talking about that and then he's just like talking about all these other things he wants to do and oh this and this and like just going on like about himself pretty much. And like I have a podcast. I have a fucking podcast. You want a podcast? Of course I have a fucking podcast. Like, God, like, we're fucking similar. Like, we are similar people. Like, fuck you. And it just fucking pissed me off. Like, and then he's, like, saying that he wants to go kayak and, like, travel to the Big Bend in Texas. And he's like, I really want to go kayak there. It's so pretty. And, like, just be with nature and da-da-da. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I own a kayak. I just got all these presents for my birthday for my fucking kayak shit. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you. I love fucking traveling. I have a fucking podcast. Fuck you. But you don't give a fuck to even know that because you won't shut the fuck up and you're not even, like, curious about me at all. At all. Fuck you, bitch. God, it pissed me off so bad. And I don't know. I don't think it's actual anger. I think it's actual, like, I'm really hurt by it. But I want to come from an angry angle right now because I don't want to be crying. I can't cry on live TV, okay? But, yeah, I was really sad, and it sucked because I feel like usually whenever I've talked to my dad, like, over the past few years, it's like we're on the phone, and I'm crying, and I'm like, sobbing, and then I have to, like, hold it and be like, okay, yeah. Like, I can't, like, fucking, like, have my crying voice. So, yeah, I don't know. It fucking sucks. But, yeah, the whole conversation, I was just kind of like, damn. Like, and then at the end, he goes, so, how's Brody? I'm like, he's good. He's like, are y'all living with your mom? I said, yes. And he said, okay, cool. Well, I me, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think he's selfish. I just think that he, like, is in his own world. I don't know. Maybe that is selfish. I don't know. I don't feel like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm not like, oh, he's so worried about him. I'm just like, why doesn't he give a fuck about me? Because he talks about his friends and, like, all his shit. Like, it's not all about him, but it's just not me ever. But anyway, yeah, so by the time we got off the phone there, like, I was fucking sobbing my fucking eyes out because, and I, like, called my mom, and it sucks, like, telling her about this because, like, I know she will, like, feel guilty, and, like, it's, like, what I'm saying is true, like, it's, like, I think my dad does love me, but I just don't think that he knows love the way that I know love. Like, I actually want to, like, know you, and, like, I care about you, and, like, I want to be seen, I want to see you, I really want to hear you, like, I really want to have a relationship. Like, love just means different things, where it's, like, he says he loves me, and then we don't talk, and then he'll finally text me and be, like, make me feel guilty, and then we go out to eat, and then he asks me about Brody, and he scrolls on Facebook and shows me all of his Dallas Cowboys fake Facebook post, and then I have to fake laugh, and then he asks me about Brody, and then he talks about himself and tells all these stories, and then we leave, and then we do it all again, because that's all of our relationship was, probably from, like, middle school to high school. Because I would go out to eat with him, like, probably, like, once every, like, 6 months or something, if even. And it was the same thing every single time. So, yeah, I just stopped fucking going. But, and, like, okay, so since then, so, yeah, whenever I went to dinner with him, probably, like, 3 years ago. Is that three? I don't know exactly the time frame. It was after high school, but not, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. No way, it was 4 years ago. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, go to dinner with him, and then, yeah, I think it was 3 years ago, because, or wait. No, because the last year was, like, crazy. Okay, wait. So, maybe 2 or 3 years. I don't fucking know. We're just gonna say 3 because I don't fucking know. But it's not 4. I know that now. Not 4 years ago. So, either 2 or 3. Anyway. So, I went to that dinner, and that was whatever. And then, like, I just felt really guilty, and I didn't know what the fuck to do. And then I crashed out, and I texted my old therapist. And then I didn't know what the fuck to do. So, I kind of just was, like, put it back on the lower priority list because I don't fucking, I can't handle this right now. And then I had talked to him, like, so then the next, okay, let's see, September, right after I moved back in here, my aunt had called me, and, like, I don't really talk to his side of the family, like, really at all, but my aunt had called me, and she was saying, like, he just had this, like, major surgery, and it was okay, and, like, it was a week later that she called me because she, my cousin had told her that I was on vacation. And so it was like, they knew that I wasn't going to be able to, like, come to the hospital. So she just waited till I got home to call me. And she was like, your dad, like, he's okay now. Like, he's in, like, low spirits. But, like, if I were, like, I was going to call you last week, like, the day that he was having surgery, and, like, it was going to be, like, a lot different of a conversation. Like, I was going to be telling you, like, you know, like, come say your goodbyes, possibly. And So that freaked me the fuck out again. And I'm like, oh my God, like, is he really dying? Like, what the fuck? And so after that, I was just kind of like, okay, like, what the fuck? Like, I appreciate you calling me. Like, keep me updated if you can. Like, you know, if it's getting really serious again or something. Like, whatever. Just because, yeah, no one really tells me shit. So I don't really know. And I'm not going to reach out to him all the time to just know if it's going to be okay. So, yeah, I'm like, I really appreciate her calling me in, like, a more serious time. So yeah, that was not last September, but the September before that, okay? So yeah, almost 2 years ago. And then after that, I was still gonna, like, oh, I don't know, like, I just don't know how to deal with this, like, I don't know, what the fucking fuck. So same kind of thing, lower on the priority list, but, like, sometimes would just fucking wreck me. Then last year, last March, I was flying home from Miami, and there was a lot going on, because this is, like, whenever I was really getting into my growth journey, like, really hard, and I'm like, this is test, like, I need to, like, really prove to myself that, like, I fucking got myself, and I, like, need to prioritize myself. So I was, like, quitting my job, because I needed to quit my job, like, it was not good for me. And so I had typed up, like, a long text to my boss, like, really getting the balls to do it. And, like, this is a little weird, but I feel like my boss was, like, his daughters didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to my dad. Like, I feel like we kind of, like, had that dynamic a little bit. Like, he was kind of, like, a father figure. Like, I was kind of, like, his daughter. And, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of weird thinking about it, but at the same time, like, it's not really surprising, because, like, he was lacking the daughter love, and I was lacking the father love, and, like, we saw each other every day, and, like, we were, like, cooking together every single day, like, we're, like, I don't know, we're very in each other's space, so, I don't know, we just, yeah, kind of had this father-daughter relationship. But also, two of my other friends felt that way too. Like, Trent had kind of felt that way, and Adriana also kind of felt that way. Like, and yeah, we were like his little kids. I don't know. It was weird, but I don't know. It was nice. What do you want? And so I had, yeah, typed up this long text to him, like, quitting my job, and, like, I knew that was, like, gonna fucking suck. But after I had done that, I was like, I just felt like I needed to text my real dad as well. Like, I just needed to, like, say something, because I just hadn't really dealt with that. But since I'm dealing with my boss dad, I should also deal with his dad. So shit, should I read the text? That would be really crazy, but I'm like, I mean, I guess, like, this is my fucking shit, I'm here to be honest, but geez, I'm gonna cry. I'm definitely gonna cry. It's gonna definitely be my embarrassing cry, so I just want to put that out there, but I want to read it. Okay. Oh my God, I'm like cringing at myself. I don't think it's cringe, but I feel embarrassed, so I'm gonna read it. But I said dad, and then I said dad, period, and then I said his name, period. I said, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to start. I know your health isn't great, and I know our relationship isn't either. I wanted you in my life so bad for so long. We always said we'd get together. I'm crying already. We always said that we'd get together and do so many things, and never did, and now probably never will. Thank you for bringing me to life. I'm sad you don't know who I am. I think you would like me. I love life. I love my friends. I know you always loved your friends. Oh my God. Okay. I know you always loved your friends and wanted to be with them all the time and always go to something. I'm the same way. I don't blame you for not being a part of my life. I think that comes naturally if it's supposed to, and it's okay that it didn't. I don't want to force you into anything, and I don't want to force anything for myself either. So I stopped answering your text because I don't want to only talk to say something short like I love you, when honestly, I don't know if I do, and you don't know if you love me. Yes, I'm your daughter, and you love my blood, that's you. And, oh fuck, I'm not supposed to get my eyelashes wet. I just remembered I got a lash lift last night. Okay, I know that you love me because you love my blood, that's you, and I love you because you're my dad, because that's the life handbook, and you love your family, But you don't know me as a person, and I don't know you as a person. I don't want you to die without ever having this conversation. I don't know what all to say, but I want to tell you who I am. Not for our relationship, just for myself. I am passionate, honest, I'm so authentic, I'm loyal, I'm adventurous, I'm loud, I'm sensitive, I'm confident, I'm funny, and I'm brave. I'm emotional, and I'm a lash tech, so I do eyelash extensions. I'm really good at it, and I love it, and I'm really proud of myself for going to school and getting licensed and starting my own business and building that, all while having another full-time job. It was really hard for me. I didn't want to fail and feel rejection. It took me 2 years to take my test, but I finally did it, and I passed on my first try. It was so empowering. I don't like working. I love having money, though. I love traveling and going on adventures all over the world. And I think you do, too. I've been traveling every other month or going on vacation and going to music festivals, which I think you would love, too. Recently, it's been raves with EDM music, so we just dance and look at all the lights and the crowds and meet friends. I love it. It's so amazing. I love music, and I know you do, too. I feel like it just moves me and makes me feel so much in such a deep way. I think you really love music too. It's a big part of my life. I love dancing. I love going out and dancing on the weekends. We go to bars and we drink and dance the night away. I go with my friends. I love my friends. Jalen's still my best friend. You've met her a few times throughout all the years, but she's my best friend and she's probably my favorite person in the world. She's super independent and she's thriving. She's so amazing and so inspiring. And we have two other best friends that we spend a lot of time with, and we have deep, real relationships. Cheyenne and our other friend, Madison, who we're not friends with anymore. They're so amazing, too. Such good people. They would do anything for me, and I would do anything for them. We go out all the time. Now that we're all 21, we have so much fun, and we've been going out a lot, and we've also been having good conversations. Deep ones that take the relationship to another level, a deeper level. I don't think we've ever done that. I don't ever feel like you tried to. Maybe because you didn't know that deeper type of love. And now I do. I need it. I think with people, you shouldn't have to force it. And I think we felt like because you're my father and I'm your daughter by blood, I think that in reality, I lack a father and you lack a daughter. I don't think it's a bad thing after all. I'm not mad. I was hurt. I'm confused. I thought my dad didn't want me and I didn't know why you didn't like me. I thought something was wrong with me. I now know that's not the case. I know I am a phenomenal person, and anyone who gets to know me is lucky. I'm valuable, and I'm very down to earth, and I love really hard, and I feel really deeply, and I care a lot. Not everyone deserves my love. I used to think I was missing out, but now I think that you were. Again, no hard feelings. That's why I'm even sending this text. I know it doesn't change anything, and I just wanted to get you to get to hear about me. I know you used to say you want to see me more and take me to dinner and stuff, but we go, and then you're on Facebook, and then you would ask surface-level questions and ask about Brody, which is cool. I just like more than that. Deep conversations. I really want to find out who you are, not just what you do and where you go. Real thoughts and feelings, and I think that's lacked in our relationship a lot. Which is fine. Maybe you don't know that, or it isn't as important to you. I don't expect you to change. I just needed to say. Because I love so hard and so deep, and I love you. Sometimes I don't want to. Sometimes I want to be so mad at you. Sometimes I am mad at you. But I think we're just different in how we show it. I know you love me, and I know you care about me, and I say the same thing. But for me to love, I need a reason now, not just that you're my dad. Because what does that even mean? I know you like some things that I also like, and that's cool. And I hope you enjoy your life and do things, and you love and meet people you love, and you're happy. I know I am. I wish I would have said this sooner and younger, before I knew how to live without you. I was never able to find words. That's why I can't blame you. I wasn't able to express that I need deep and real love, and that's okay. I was young and just trying to make it. Now, I'm strong, and I've been through a lot the past few years, and I've been through some really hard times and experienced some real love and real heartbreak, and it fucking sucked, but I'm out of it, and I'm so happy, and I don't regret anything because I know that I always give it my all, and I always say everything I feel. As real and as raw as I can. That's what I'm trying to do now. I know I always felt a lot of emotions about you, but it was never actually about you. It was about me and finding myself. And I have now, so I'm at peace. And I just wanted to let you know. And I love you. And you're a piece of that. A piece of me finding myself. I think I'm a great person, and experiencing great hurt brings great growth. It takes everything to a deeper level, and that's what I crave. And saying all of this is doing that. Maybe not for us, but for me. Saying all of this to you is so deep for me. It's so real. It's everything I am feeling. I never knew what I would say to you. That's why I never have, because I don't know where to start, because it wasn't ever anything you did or I did. It's what didn't happen. That and finding myself, I was able to sink into myself and find the words and thoughts and emotions under what I thought was anger and hurt. It was all part of the process. Thanks for listening. I hope you read this with joy and love. I hope you're proud. I don't expect you to understand, but I hope you respect it. This has brought a huge force of calmness over me. I feel at peace. I feel like I put it all out there, and I needed that. Thank you. I hope that this does something good for you, too. Wow. Holy shit. Okay. So, then he responded the next day and said, "Thank you. I love you, and I'm very proud of you. I'm so happy that God has given you peace. My eyesight is failing tremendously, and I can't read this to text back. So my wife had to read this, and I told her what to tell you. I love you. I really am proud you're my daughter." And that hurt my feelings a lot, because I just feel like that really, like, turned me off from God even more, because I'm like, fuck you. Where did I say God once in that? Like, I've done this for myself. I've been on this big ass fucking journey alone, figuring my shit out, and like, you're saying, oh, you're glad God brought me this peace? Like, no, bitch, I fucking brought me this peace. Do you not see that? Like, I was so fucking pissed, and like, I don't know. I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. It just sucked that. And he's like, oh, my eyesight's bad, so my wife had to read this, but I'm glad you're my daughter. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah. I was just like, you know what? Wipe my hands clean. I did my part. Like, I said what I needed to say. And, like, sending that text changed my fucking soul, bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, that was the most feelings that I've ever felt in my life. And, like, I just, like, that shit was fucking crazy. And yeah, I just felt so good about it. And it was like, it was so funny because I'm like sitting on the plane. There's a guy sitting next to me, and I just like had my like pashmina like over my head, and I was like down on my phone. But it was hilarious because I was like sobbing, like having a full on crash out, like bawling my fucking ass off. Okay. Like, I. It was so funny, but I just stayed under my little pashmina and did my thing, like, and I'm just, like, bent over, like, my head was, like, pressed on the seat in front of me, like, not being an asshole, not, it wasn't fucking them up, it was just fucking me up, and I just, like, had my head between my legs, like, fucking typing this text, and it was, like, a 4-hour, or, like, 3-hour flight or something, I don't know, but yeah, the whole time, head down, texting, it was insane, and yeah, since then, literally, I can scroll through all the texts that me and my dad have sent, and it's, okay, so since that, and he responded that, I didn't answer. Since then, he sent me a picture of me, and said, do you remember this picture? And I didn't answer. And then he texted me right before my birthday, and said, thinking about you. Hope you're having a good birthday week. Miss, love you. Let me know if you want to do something for your birthday. I didn't answer. There's a couple texts where I've said, how's your health? And then he'll be like, call me. And then I call him. And then one time, he called me and I didn't answer. And I was like, I'm at the club. And let's see. One time he texted me and asked me my dog's name. One time he texted me and asked me if I was staying warm. Random. I guess it was January, maybe it was cold outside. Said I love you a couple times. Sent a picture from Valentine's Day in like 20 years ago when he got me this teddy bear, and he said, happy Valentine's Day. He sent me a picture of me and Sam Riggs, and he said, do you remember this? I said, yes. Couple I love you happy birthdays. Oh, and then yeah, Friday he texted me about his health, and then I said what happened, and then we talked a little bit, and then yeah, so I called him Saturday and we talked, and then that fucking sucked because I literally, like, yeah, it was a 38 minute phone call, And I don't know, like, that was just, like, kind of the most that we've talked in a long time. So, like, it just felt like, still, like, I don't know. Because I was thinking the other day, I was talking about it, and I was like, I just feel like with my dad, like, I just have to clean slate it. Like, I just want to completely restart. I don't want to be, like, having the same, like, expectations from what I used to have. Because, oh, also something is, like, my dad used to always be like, oh, like, do you like Post Malone? Or, like, I'm going to take you to see Justin Bieber. I'm going to take you to see Hannah Montana. Like, we are going to meet Hannah Montana. And would just, like, make these, like, or, like, I want to go to Disney World. Or whenever I win the lottery, we're going to do this. And, like, just made, like, all of these, like, crazy fun plans. And, like, I used to get, like, my hopes up. And then I just felt fucking stupid because we never actually did anything. But he was just, like, making all these promises that he couldn't keep. So that was, like, also a huge part of our relationship. But yeah, the other day I was like, maybe, like, you know, just because at this point, like, I figured his health is probably, like, just worsening, and so I was like, okay, like, maybe this time I just want to go into it with a clean slate. I just want to completely be like, not expect anything. I don't want a father-daughter relationship. I just want, like, maybe even a friendship. Like, maybe we can just talk about, like, something and, like, find some way to meet, but, like, I have these boundaries that, like, I'm not gonna let it crossed. Like, I'm putting a guard up for myself because I know I need it here. And so, like, when I called him, like, I felt pretty confident in that. And so then by the end of the phone call, whenever I was sobbing, I was like, oh, like, that wasn't the plan. Like, I thought, like, he couldn't hurt my feelings, like, since I sent that text last year. Like, I thought, like, that was, like, a setting me free. Like, what the fuck? And yeah, obviously that's not the case. So the rest of the weekend, I just, like, felt like fucking ass. Like, I literally, like, because then I got to Cheyenne's house and, like, her whole family was there. And she's like, why are your eyes red? I was like, oh, I just cried the entire way here, bitch. Like, fuck. And yeah, honestly, it sucked. Like, I was just so drained. Like, I just was, like, sitting in my head and I'm just like, what's wrong with me? Like, why? Like, doesn't even care about me, pretty much. And, like, just feeling, like, super unlovable. Like, I just, like, felt like everything in the world was fucking wrong with me and, like, no one could ever love me. And then I was just, like, honestly, I was just, like, picking apart mine and Cheyenne's relationship, and I feel bad because, like, I don't know, like, the whole weekend I'm just, like, oh, like, objectifying everything, and I'm, like, okay, like, making, like, my brain's, like, tricking me into being, like, yep, and this is why I'm unlovable, and, like, this, like, that means she doesn't love me, like, that means that she doesn't give a fuck about me, like, I did this, and this is so fucked up. And, like, then on Sunday, we went to a pool party, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like half of the time, like, I was able to really enjoy myself, and then the other half of my time, I was like, oh, yeah, this is why these people don't like me, like, I said, I shouldn't have said this, like, I'm unlovable for saying this, like, God, I'm such a fucking dumbass fucking bitch, like, God, I suck, like, everyone would just be better if I wasn't here, like, I was just feeling really fucking horrible about myself, and that sucked, because I feel like I haven't felt, like, that, like, gone in a long time, because I feel like I've kind of been, like, even if I have no one else, like, I have myself, but, like, the other day, no, like, I was just, like, God, like, I'm, like, so unlovable, like, this, and this, and this, like, making every little thing that I did out of the day, like, breathing wrong, and I'm, like, God, like, this is why I fucking suck, and I'm, like, no one's ever gonna love me, but, yeah, so, that sucked, and yeah, I feel like I feel super, like, disconnected from Cheyenne right now because I was so, like, oh, like, now I'm doing that. And it's, like, that's, I don't like that. And, like, we'll probably have to talk about this now because I'm, like, I feel like that's, like, my, like, old self used to be, like, super, like, codependent. And it was, like, I just didn't have a self at all. Like, I would let other people, like, define me completely. And so I feel like that's, like, my dad, like, never, like, showing interest in me, just, like, really made me feel like shit. And I was like, yeah, like, I do fucking suck, like, God, I just suck that much that, like, no one's ever gonna give a fuck about anything I ever have to say, like, about me, like, I just fucking sit here and, like, listen to whatever you want, like, it's just whatever you want. So I feel like it kind of, like, brought me back to that place, and, like, Yeah, I don't like that because I feel like now, yeah, if I don't have anyone else, I have myself. So it's like even like today and like any other day when I'm talking or doing anything, I'm like, oh, like even if it was something weird, I'm like, oh, that was weird, but like whatever, I'm just weird. Like, yeah. But I don't know, like, yeah, I was just like losing my mind and like looking for validation, like in like everyone that we were with over the whole weekend. Like, it was mostly Cheyenne because like I was staying with her, but then like during the day we're like out with her family or like with my friends, like whatever. And it was like, I just feel like I was just like looking for validation like there, which is obviously fucked up. You cannot look for validation in other people, but again, I can't shame myself into not doing that. I just have to be like, recognize it, just be aware of that. So cool, but shit. Yeah, so yeah, but then Monday, like, I don't know, I did talk to my mom a lot about it. Like, I called her on my way to work and I was just like, this is like, I just feel like shit. But I also called her, like, I hung up the phone with my dad 10 minutes before I got to where I was going because I knew I would need to like call my mom real quick to like, I was like so fucked up from that. And so, and then that sucks too because like my mom feels like bad about that, and I'm like, obviously, like, it's not your fault, girl, but damn, like, yeah. So yeah, I called my mom on the way to work, and like, I was able to feel like, I was able to just like express my feelings and just be like, I just feel like shit, like, I just feel like so unlovable, like, I just feel like shit about myself. So like, that felt good to just say that. I'm trying so hard not to cry. Like, my lashes are gonna be fucked. Like, I still have 4 more hours before I can get them wet, so. Shit. But anyway. Yeah, I was like, it's been rough. But yesterday, I feel like I kind of, like, was feeling a little better. And, like, today I feel a little better. But, and Monday I talked to ChatGPT a lot. Like, I was crashing out. And, like, at work, I'm, like, bawling my eyes out. But I couldn't stop. I was really, really sad. But, and it's, like, that's still, like, it just sucks because, like, that, like, is a part of me. Like, that's, like, oh, fuck. Like, little Brittany, like, that felt true to her. Like, she, all she did was look for validation in other people. And, like, I think a lot of that is just because, yeah, like, my dad just seemed, like, so uninterested in me. Like, yeah. So, like, more interested in my brother that doesn't talk to him than he is. Like, I'm literally sitting right in front of him. All he would have to do is be like, oh, like, what's your favorite color? Like, what do you like? And literally anything. And it was like, no, like, not even one thing. So, yeah, that super fucking sucked. But, yeah, like, that is, there is a part of me that, like, that feels really true for. And, like, I felt like I had kind of, like, close that wound and was just kind of like, okay, like, at least have myself, like, I, like, can validate myself, like, I need to have my own validation before, like, I cannot seek that out from other people. And, like, I thought, I was, like, clear of that, but then, yeah, I guess just, like, the other day, like, after talking to him for, like, that long, like, I haven't talked to him for that long in, like, I don't even know the last time, probably, like, a billion years, and yeah, it was just really fucking crazy. So, yeah. Yeah, I've been feeling half like shit, half like shit. I don't know. But, yeah, wow. I was like, I didn't really know if I was going to talk about this just because that is something that is, like, super, like, vulnerable. Like, I would say that is, like, one of my biggest, like, wounds, I guess. Like, my biggest, like, trauma is just, like, feeling, like, unlovable. But God, my voice, y'all, oh, fuck, okay, I really have to stop crying. My lashes are gonna be fucked and I don't need to be crying, but whatever. Anyway, let me take a drink of water, calm down a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, wow. But now I'm just, yeah, I don't know. I'm still feeling with that. I'm sitting with that. And honestly, like, I feel like I just have to, like, sit with my feelings a little bit. Like, I can't always just fix and fix him. Like, I feel like I am someone, like, I need to, like, okay, just sit with him and, like, figure out what I'm feeling and just, like, let some of them just fucking speak up a little bit. Like, I don't know. But, shit. Yeah, so, hashtag daddy issues. I think that's what I'm gonna call the podcast episode today. Because, yeah, I feel like that's what we fucking talked about the whole time. Damn. Wow. And we didn't even, like... Well, I guess that's kind of what we do. I'm like, I'll talk about my week, and then I'll, like, dive into something that, like, stuck out to me this week. But I guess that is what stuck out to me this week. But damn. Like, I didn't even finish my week. So, yeah. We got to go to this pool party. My coworker Alexis had a pool party, and it was so fucking fun. God, it was so much fun. And, like, we just swam and drank and ate. Oh my god, Alexis made this spinach artichoke dip, 10 out of 10. She made this buffalo chicken dip, 10 out of 10. She made this pico, oh, 10 out of 10. It was so good. With cilantro from the garden, too. And we fed the goat. Oh, it was a lot of fun. And it was, like, a good-ass group of people. Like, it was Alexis... And then her brother and his wife and their daughter came. And then there was two other people. I never met the... It was two... I think it was a couple. It was these two girls. I never got their names. Like, we talked a little bit because they were talking about Tomorrowland, a festival, a rave. And so we were kind of like, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. But, like, we never had, like, one-on-one conversations. And then Alexis's boyfriend, Jack... And then Alexis's client slash friend, Bethany, and then her cousin. And then it was me, and then Cassidy, and I brought Cheyenne. Her friend Josie came for a little bit and then left. And then, I think that was it. But, yeah, it was funny. Like, Alexis's brother, Jacob, I think, he came in and he's like, what kind of music do y'all listen to? And we're all just like, oh, whatever. And he's like, well, I listen to EDM. And it was so perfect because me and Cheyenne are like, we listen to EDM! Like, we rave! And he was like, I used to rave, like, hell yeah! And, like, it was just perfect. We're like, fuck yeah. And so he was playing his playlist and it was so fucking fire, honestly. So many good songs on there. And, yeah. And then I guess the other people raved too. So we were all kind of like, ooh, rave. And then, yeah, then we were also just having, like, a little girls' day because Jack was talking to the cousin. They were, like, playing this game in there. So they were talking. So in the pool, it was, like, me, Cassidy, Cheyenne, Bethany, Alexis. I think that's it. But it was a lot of fun. And then, oh, my God. And then her brother, Alexis' brother's kid, was the cutest fucking thing ever. That little girl, she's a woo girl, and bitch, 10 out of 10, I love her. Like, she was, like, up on the little top step, and it's, like, a little, like, the top step, like, comes out, so there's, like, a little stage, and she was working it. She was dancing a little bit, and then she would be like, yeah, and we'd be like, yeah, and she'd be like, yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, and then she would just be screaming, and bitch, I'm screaming right back. I'm matching her energy, so I'm just, like, screaming. Me and this kid are, like, screaming in each other's faces. It was awesome. And then, she would, like, jump off the side of the pool and jump in or go down the slide, and every time she's like, yeah, and we're like, yeah, but it was funny because she kept having her mouth open and was just getting all this water, but then she would still be like, yeah, and I'm like, yes, girl, close your mouth. But she was cutie. And then, speaking of babies, she wasn't a baby. I don't know how old she was, but there was a baby, Cheyenne's little nephew, and he was so cute. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared of babies, and also, I, like, don't like baby talk. Like, I don't like tickling kids. I think that's weird as fuck. Like, I don't know, I just feel like there's so, like, people are so weird with kids, like, as a whole. And I just feel like, I just want to look at a baby, like, I just feel like if I was holding a baby, I would just be, like, staring into your eyes and just be like, who are you? Like, what is this? But, yeah, so I haven't held him, but he is cute, and I feel like sometimes I'm like, okay. And also, like, I'm so scared, like, they're so fragile. So, if I'm holding a baby, honestly, I want to sit on the floor and hold it, just so nothing can happen. But... Anyway, Cheyenne's mom was sitting on the floor holding him and, like, had him, like, facing forward so he could see everything. And they have two little Yorkies, and so they're, like, playing, like, fetch with them. But the dogs, oh, my God, they're so cute. Betty and Bevo, they'll, like, grab the toy together and, like, run together with it and fight over it. And we're all sitting there talking. And then the baby, he starts laughing. And it was, like, his first time ever, like, belly laughing. He's 4 months old, and he was, like, cracking up. And, like, literally, I started to cry. I'm like, why is this so fucking cute? Like, this is his first big laugh. Like, I'm, like, crying right now. It was so cute. I was trying so hard not to cry because, like, I've only met her family, like, 4 times. So, I'm like, I can't, like, bawl, you know, can't get too vulnerable in front of them yet. But it was so fucking cute. Oh, my God. And he kept doing it. Like, he was cracking up at the dogs. Like, oh my God, it was so cute. But yeah, and then yeah, that was Saturday night. So yeah, that was like after, I'm like, that was the highlight of my night. The rest of the night I was just like And then yeah, Sunday we did the pool party and then came back, and then of course, shocking, I spent the night again with Cheyenne. But luckily I didn't go into work till noon. So, it was great. We, like, woke up and, well, I was feeling like shit again just because, like, I was just, hadn't felt any of my feelings about my dad because I pretty much got off the phone with him, talked to my mom for 10 minutes, got to Cheyenne's house, we were with our whole family, didn't talk about it, got to talk about it. And then Sunday, all day we were at the pool party, and then Monday, like, I just woke up and I felt like shit again. And so, yeah, then, and she, like, did her, whatever the liquor license, TABC? Is that what it is? I don't know. And she had to renew her food handlers, and she got a job, bitch. Yes, she got a job, bitch. She's working at Chewy's. She starts on Monday. We're so excited. And, yeah, so we didn't really talk much Monday, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to work. But we talked a little bit on the phone yesterday. So that was good. And then, yeah, we've been texting. So it's been good. But then this weekend, we're going. Oh, it's her aunt's birthday. And they, like, rented this big, like, Airbnb, like, lake house. And Cheyenne asked if I could come. And they said yes. So, we going. I'm excited. but I won't get there till Saturday because I have work. Boo. But hopefully I get off work early and I can just get over there and we can hang out. And then, yeah, we'll have a little bit of Sunday. But at least Saturday night, nothing else. So, whatever. But then, if we leave the Airbnb early Sunday, then me and Cheyenne can probably talk just about my dad and stuff. Like, we haven't really... And also, Cheyenne's parents are married. So, there's that. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I don't want to say, like, you can't understand if you have married parents, but I feel like you kind of can't, like, I don't know, and I mean, she has obviously struggled with that too, you know, like, relationships with her parents, like, nothing's perfect, no matter what it is, but I don't know, I feel like, yeah, I don't know, at least just because my mom will try to say things sometimes, and I'm like, girl, no, like, your parents were married until my grandpa died, like, no. You don't get, like, you just don't get it. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll still probably talk about it. I don't know. I'm weird about talking about my dad. But, anyway, wow. Yeah, so, yeah, and then Monday sucked. Still after work sucked. Me and my mom hung out and just watched TV and, yeah. And then Tuesday, aw, you know what? I have this new coworker, Maria, and I really love her. Like, we've talked a lot, and, like, we've really, like, made work friends. But yesterday, because I got off, my client no-showed me, I was pissed. And then, like, Maria's new, so she's taking models, and so I was like, I can just be a model for her for a lash lift, because then I get a lash lift, and she gets to model. So, so I was like, I'll do that. So I went to Bahama Bucks and got some ice cream, and then I came back and did that. And me and her really talked, and, like, we were talking about, I don't remember how we got to it, but we were pretty much talking about men and boys and dating and stuff, and I don't know, I'm, like, still, like, I don't feel the need to, like, come out, I just feel like I'm me, like, I don't really feel like, every once in a while someone will ask me, like, what I am, what I'm doing, what, but I don't, like, I don't know. It's not like, I don't know. I don't feel like, it's like this whole thing. But I get nervous whenever we start getting into the conversation because, like, I definitely, like, I don't necessarily know what I am, but I know that I'm definitely not straight. Like, I definitely know that I do not want a dick near me, like, at all, ever again in my life. But that doesn't mean I'm gay. Like, I just queer, just queer. But I get nervous, like, telling people that sometimes, like, I feel like it's a little confusing, and then it's also a lot more, like, loaded and stuff, and anyway, my friend Maria, like, we were talking, and then, like, yeah, she's single, like, she, like, got out of a relationship a couple years ago, whatever, and then she's like, what about you, like, what do you, like, is there, because I was like, oh, yeah, like, I definitely, like, do not want to date right now, like, I'm just not, like, I'm not interested in dating, and then she's like, is there, like, a reason for that, like, is it, like, what do you, like, or you're just, like, living your life, like, what, and I was like, do you want, like, my, like, honest answer, like, what do you want, and she's like, like, if you're willing to share it, like, I would love that, but, like, you don't have to at all, and I'm like, I don't mind sharing, obviously, like, I mean, you fucking know everything about me, you bitch. But, I don't know, I'm just, like, I think people, like, get super weird about, like, sexual assault. Like, it's such a, like, thing where it's, like, a scripted response where you're, like, I believe you. And I'm so sorry that happened to you. And, like, you just didn't deserve that. And, like, you da-da-da-da. And, like, I know that that's genuine. I, like, I'm not, like, making mocking or anything. Like, I appreciate when people are saying that, but I just don't like that look of pity. I don't like feeling that pity. Like, it doesn't feel like something that I need pitied for. I just feel like, yeah, like, it's just something that happened to me that explains, that has crafted me the way that I am now. You know, like, I don't feel, I don't want pity. I don't want you to say sorry. I don't want to, like, it's not like, because also at the time, I didn't realize any of this was sexual assault till, like, a couple years ago. Like, I just, like, thought that I was broken. I thought there was something wrong with me. Like, I, like, any of these situations, I never saw them like that until now. I can look back on it and say, if I was in this other person's situation and I tried to kiss him and they didn't kiss me back, would I keep trying to kiss him? No. Like, I feel like it's that simple. But yeah, so I'm like, at the time, like, I didn't know, like I said, I had that one guy apologize to me, and I was like, what are you, like, thanks, I said thanks, haha, like, what, so, I don't know, I'm like, I just feel weird talking about, like, sexual assault, like, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that's a, people react to that weird, like, I don't just want to spring that on someone, or, like, I don't know, like, just have that pity thing, so, I was just like, do you want, like, a serious answer, or, like, what do you, like, and she was just like, if you're willing to, and I was like, okay, so, yeah, I said, I was like, I have a lot of sexual trauma, and, like, I just, like, definitely, like, I'm really scared of men, and, like, I really, like, hate men, like, I have, like, a lot of hate for men, like, I don't think that's the healthiest thing, but I think that I'm very valid in that, considering my experiences, and, like, every man that I've ever come into contact with, I, like, there's weird behaviors about them that I just don't trust. And, like, she's like, yeah, that's totally fair, and I'm just like, thanks, like, I feel weird saying that, because a lot of times, like, especially my mom, she'll be like, well, it's not all men, like, you don't need to da da da, but since Austin, she came out with us, and every single one of our Ubers made some sexual creepy comment, every, like, random guys that are catcalling us, random this and this, and I'm like, do you see the problem? Like, this is my only male encounters, these are the only men that I'm ever interacting with, and this is what's happening, like, yeah, it's horrible. So yeah, I hate men. But anyway, so yeah, like, Maria was just, like, pretty receptive of that, and, like, we, like, had just, like, started talking, like, not necessarily, like, detailing the situations, but just kind of, like, going through some of the things and, like, just kind of talking about, like, how, like, that's, like, impacted me and, like, changed my mindset and, like, just, like, how, and, like, how I'm, like, I just, like, no, like, I'm just not interested in sex at all. Like, I don't want to be around men at all. Like, I think if, like, I'm just, what I'm looking for now is, like, I'm just looking for true, genuine connection. Like, I just really love having relationships and, like, with, like, everyone. I try to have intimate and vulnerable relationships, and, like, if I find someone who I, like, specifically connect with them, like, that would be okay, but I don't think that it's gonna define my sexuality, like, no matter who it is. Like, I just feel like what I'm looking for is connection, and if sex eventually comes along with that, then it does, but what I'm, like, I don't have a sexuality because I'm not making sexual moves. Like, the goal isn't sex. The goal isn't sex. I could go the rest of my life without having sex, so I'm taking that completely off the table. I want these kind of relationships, and I feel like in these relationships, I usually find them with women, and they're exactly what I'm looking for, so I feel, and since, I mean, if I needed to be with a woman sexually, I would not be, I'm not mad about it, okay? Like, I'm not mad a little bit. I could just go without having sex, but I feel like I will have sex at some point in my life again, and I feel like it will definitely not be with a man, and yeah, I feel like it would be with a woman, but I don't want to limit that, you know? I don't know. So, yeah, I just say queer. I'm just queer. I'm not gonna call myself bi, I'm not gonna call myself straight or gay or lesbian. Like, I just like queer, because queer just means not straight. Like, I'm just open. I don't really know, but not straight. That's why I know. So, but then I don't want to say bi, because that, like, that's still, I don't know. I still don't like that label. Like, I'm just, like, doing my thing. Like, I don't know. I just, labels, I feel like, I understand the purpose, and, like, I, whenever people have explained how labels help them, like, that makes complete sense to me, but I just feel like, for me personally, like, I just feel like the labels confuse me more than not having a label. I just like not having a label. I'm just, like, queer. Okay? That's it. So, yeah. Anyway, and then, like, she was sharing some of her things, and, like, we just really talked, and, like, I don't know. We just really were able to connect, and, like, she's like, you know what? Like, and you know what? I will say, she flattered me. She was like, you know, she said, you can tell when someone is nice. Like, she said that, her words, she said, I could tell that there was something right with you. And I was like, ooh, I've never heard these words together before. Like, tell me more. And she's like, you can tell when, like, if someone does something nice for you, but it's in a bad way, you can feel that. If someone does something bad for you, but you know that they're a good person, you can see that. But she said there was just something about you that, like, you were nice, like, in the right way. Like, you were really, like, genuine. And, like, I don't know, like, she was just, like, that was just so, like, I needed that. I fucking needed that. Like, I've just been feeling so unlovable and, like, such a fucking sack of shit. Like, I needed that. I don't think I'm, like, I don't think that my love language is, like, mainly words of affirmation. Like, I feel like it's more, like, quality time. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like I fucking needed that, bitch. And I love that it's a compliment. Like, whenever I get a true compliment like that, because it's, like, you know, someone complimenting my outfit or my this or that is, like, it's, like, oh, thanks, but, like, this isn't me. Like, this is just what I'm wearing or what I'm doing, whatever. But whenever someone has a real compliment to, like, compliments my soul, like, it makes me feel so seen. Like, I don't know. It just felt really fucking good. And I was, like, girl, like, I love you. Like, I'm so excited that, like, I don't know, because we've been friends, like, we have, like, been, like, we've texted a little bit, and, like, we've talked a lot at the salon, and she's, like, it just sucks when it's your day off, like, I love having you here, and I'm, like, girl, I love having you here, like, I feel like you're, like, bringing me back into this, like, it's, like, a refresh, like, I don't know, we just have, like, really, like, leaned on each other, I guess, right now, like, at work, but yesterday was just our first time talking about, like, real, like, just taking it from the surface level to a deeper level, and it just felt so fucking good. And, like, I don't know, like, I feel like she really does, she really has a good heart, too. Like, I don't know. I really, really like her. So, yeah, love her. I'm gonna text her after this. I meant to text her yesterday, but I forgot, and I just want to be like, hey, girl, like, thank you so much for my lashes. Like, I love them, but even more than that, like, I really enjoyed, like, spending, like, an hour and a half with you. Like, I love, like, talking and, like, getting to know you and, like, getting to share myself with you. Like, I just feel like we're gonna be good friends. Like, I love you, girl. But, yeah, so I'm excited. I feel like that's a good friendship that is starting, and it feels good to have new friends. Like, it's just hard making friends ever, but I don't know, like, it's nice. I don't know. I just really like her. I'm excited for her friendship. She seems like a really good person. And her voice is, like, really fucking, like, calm and sweet. Like, I don't know. There's just something that, like, I feel like draws me into her is her voice. Like, she, I don't know, like, I don't know. Love her. I'm excited. And by the way, she did a fucking awesome ass job on my lashes, a bitch. So, oh shit, sorry. But yeah, no, she's a slay. Maria with two A's. But yeah, anyway, wow, today felt like a good conversation. We're a fucking hour and a half in. Sorry, we're a little longer. But it felt good. I needed this. I am a little surprised that I shared about my dad. I feel like every time I share something crazy, I'm like, I'm surprised I share that, when the whole reason I started this podcast was to share crazy shit like that. But yeah, just because, like, that is something that fucking sucks. Like, my dad shit, like, that is something, like, that I'm not just, like, fully healed from or fully over, you know? Like, that is something that I think will be a soft spot, like, forever. So thanks for listening. Like, I feel like, and also, like, I feel like everyone kind of feels unlovable at some point in their life and, like, has, like, these, like, rejection, like, okay, I don't know, my shit just cut out, so I think I need to get a new cord from my mic to my computer. I think it's kind of going out, because it's long as hell, and so I feel like I bump it, and then it'll go out, so we'll see, we gotta figure out what's going on. But anyway, okay, I gotta go. I love you so fucking much, bae. Not bae, cringe, but whatever. Anyway, okay, and then also I'm going to the doctor next Wednesday. Boo. But should be good. We're gonna go over my, or I'm gonna get new blood work. So we'll get to get back into my physical health again. Boo. Okay, love you, bye.